Hi, everyone, and welcome to Makeup Classes Podcast. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with me today. Today, we're going to be talking about incremental things, little things that we do to push our careers forward in the right direction. And today's topic is called Small Wins Are Huge. It's a blog that I wrote back in September of 2018, September 1st of 2018. You can read the blog on makeupclasses.com website. And today's discussion is all about things that we can do to keep our spirits up, to keep us moving in the right direction, even when we just don't feel like it. If you're new to the beauty industry, or you're a veteran in the beauty industry and working on your business or working on something new within your business, this is the podcast for you today. So I'm going to read the blog and then discuss particular parts within the blog and also add some of my own more current thoughts. You know, when I looked at what the podcast would be about today, when I reread the blog, I thought to myself, wow, the universe, God works in mysterious ways. Man, did I need to read this blog again and just hear that positive echo in the back of my head. Since I have started a huge project, the makeup studio, an actual brick and mortar store in Nutley, New Jersey, and this blog truly reminds me of what I need to do to stay positive and to stay focused on the ultimate goal, which is to open the storefront very soon within a few weeks. And sometimes when you take on a really big project, you know, you get lost in it. You can feel overwhelmed or you lose track of why you're doing what you're doing. And it's really important to just pull back, maybe for just a few minutes during the day and reset, ground yourself, and know that everything is going to be okay, that you're doing this for the greater good, and that your career and your happiness matters. You deserve a fabulous career. And if you've chosen a career in the beauty industry, whether as a makeup artist, hairstylist, skincare specialist, this is a tough industry. There's a lot to learn, a lot to do, a lot of marketing, a lot of promotion in order for you to have a sustainable career. So let's dive right into the blog. Small wins are huge. Your career takes hard, smart work to build. Sometimes you may feel like things just aren't moving fast enough or moving in the right direction that you would like to see them go. Those negative thoughts don't serve you and are creativity crushers. It's very important to stay focused on your end result and your big dream. More importantly, celebrate your small wins. Think of your success building as a needle on a dial, moving 1% at a time. If you work on your business every day, completing one task, by the end of the week, you will accomplish 7 steps towards your goal. Move 1% every day towards your goal, and you will move mountains. Your baby steps add up to giant leaps. A lot of times we are impatient and just want the end result. We don't factor in all the steps and time it will take to get there. So what do? We give up. Remember the old saying, Rome wasn't built in a day. Neither was your beauty career. Chiseling away at your dream every day will create that masterpiece. You just can't throw in the makeup brushes. You have to work on something every day. And those somethings are huge. Small wins deserve attention. So while you're busting your buns to get where you want to be, take a moment to reflect on all that you've accomplished. Maybe you've tried a new product or wrote a blog about it, updated your resume, or made some sales calls. Perhaps you attended a networking event, makeup class, or trade show to learn fresh ideas. All of these simple tasks keep you on the path to success and deserve a moment of reflection. It's a healthy mindset to be proud of those simple or big things that you did towards your goal. You want to be mindful of all the good that you do because that's what will propel you to your next level of success. So go ahead, take that victory lap on your small win, celebrate the moment, and then let's get back to work. So that was the blog from September 1st, 2018. And man, is it so timely. When I reread it, I thought, wow, I really needed to hear this one because I've been working so hard on the business and I really need to take a step back and be proud of myself and celebrate even the little things, the little moves on that dial, right? Moving that needle 1% at a time is so important. And it's so important for you to realize that that is a good thing and you should be proud of yourself. So let's go back and just talk about things within this article. You know, when you first get started on your career, or even if you're in the middle of building your career, sometimes things really don't feel like they're moving quick enough, fast enough, you're not seeing results. And that's really the time when things are growing and you can't rush good growth, right? You have to be patient. You have to just have the faith. That's where faith comes in, and think that eventually things will come to fruition. Dreams will come true. You just have to continue to chisel away and just be diligent, work every single day on your project. Some days are going to feel really successful. Some days you're going to say, wow, I moved some mountains today. And some days you may feel like, you know, I only got one little thing done. But here's the thing, you've got to remember that that one little thing did move the needle and you're getting closer to your goal. And success really isn't about just reaching a goal. It really is the journey. And I know you've heard that a gazillion times, but if you're enjoying the process of building your business, of writing your resume, putting these things together to ultimately reach a goal, it's going to be a lot more fun and easier for you. So you may be thinking, well, I don't like sitting down or writing my resume. It's not fun. Find ways to make it fun. You know, talk to people about resume writing that make it enjoyable. Maybe have some type of reward waiting for you after you write your resume. So there are little ways to make those daunting tasks fun. A reward system is definitely one way that you can do it. But if you stick it out, you will see your results. You'll see some really great results. Sometimes the results surprise you. You think, oh, I was only going for this goal, but you got something even bigger and better. That's just the way life can work sometimes, which is so beautiful. In this article, I write about doing one task every day, especially for newbies, for beginners. You may have a day job that you're focused on, and I never want you to quit the daydream, right? So you're working every single day on one little thing to accomplish your goal. And by the end of the week, you say, wow, I finished 7 steps towards my goal. And by the end of the year, you'll accomplish 365 things towards your goal. Now, if I presented you a list with 365 things to do for your career, you probably would look at that list and feel really anxious and overwhelmed, maybe even sad, and think, my goodness, I could never accomplish all of this. But you can if you work on it day by day. So it's those little baby steps. They really do add up to giant leaps. They really will catapult you in the right direction. I also believe in digestible bite-sized moves towards your goal. You know, sometimes you have to take a big task and break it down into smaller ones. This way, it doesn't seem as overwhelming. So, for instance, if you're working on your resume, you know, the big task would be write your resume, but that's a lot. That's a really big task. So, small bite-sized tasks would be to start with a really good heading. You know, you're writing out your objective on your resume. Really stay focused and write a very strong objective. And that would be a baby step. That would be one part of your resume. Going back and thinking about all of the places that you've worked for, the different dates, the companies, the individuals, that takes some brainstorming. So that might be another task for you to kind of look back and see when and where you worked at different places. So again, digestible bite-sized tasks to complete the whole goal. I can tell you from experience, from having a business and now opening another one, digestible bite-sized tasks are a must in my life. There is no way that I could open a store in one day. There's so many little things to do, from turning on the electricity, getting the Wi-Fi, ordering products, doing inventory, painting, sweeping, cleaning the bathroom. I mean, the list goes on and on. And it never ends. But that's the beauty of being a business owner, is that there's so much to do. Every day is different and exciting. And I love that. I get a rush from it. Not every day is, oh, I love doing this particular task, or I'm not even good at doing that particular task, but I do it anyway, or it's delegated to someone who loves to do it and or is really good at it. So little moves are so important. If I looked at the project as one big project, I probably would never start, because it's just so overwhelming and there's just so much to do when you own a business, so much responsibility, so much research. So by taking it day by day, I am able to get things done little by little. And, you know, I look back now and I say, wow, it's only been a couple of weeks and so much has been done. And I am so grateful for that internal push, and also the wonderful people that are alongside me working diligently to make this dream a reality. Another thing that I have to really stress to anybody new in the business is that you have to do hard things. You have to. There will be a lot that you will not like to do, that you see as a nuisance, you know, or you just don't know how to do it. And now you have to take a pause and learn how to do something. But it's very important for you to have that discipline to do one hard thing at least once a day. You have to pick one hard thing that you don't want to do, either learning something, discovering something, making a phone call, whatever it is that's difficult for you, you have to do it at least once a day. And by doing that, you're actually creating a really strong emotional muscle, because you're training your brain that, you know what, I don't always want to do this and I don't like to do it, but I have to do it. And that's what ownership is. That's what a great career is. It's full of things that you just don't want to do. But there's a lot that you will want to do, and it is a lot of fun. So I don't want to seem negative or discouraging. I want to encourage you, but also for you to know that you're not alone. So if you're doing tasks within your beauty career that you're not enjoying or you didn't expect, or it just seems like a lot of hard work, know that you're not the only one, that all of us are doing those things. All of the successful people are doing the things that they don't want to do or is very difficult. And that's something that you have to have discipline with and practice. Do what you don't want to do. Do one hard thing a day. Now, here's another thing that I want you to keep in mind when you're doing things that you don't want to do. They can be difficult tasks and they can be very easy tasks. So I'll give you an example of something easy that you don't want to do. It could be as simple as like cleaning your toilet. And you say to yourself, well, I really don't want to do that. No, probably most people don't. But if you're running a business, you need to have a clean toilet. So, and it's pretty easy to clean one. You just spray and scrub and you're done, right? So sometimes there are easy tasks that you don't want to do, but you're making it more difficult in your head. So that brings me to my next thought is don't overthink things. Don't make things more difficult than they already are. And sometimes we stop and run things through our head and we realize that we add so much more drama and unnecessary negative emotion towards that task. So when you're overthinking things, you just have to say to yourself, I'm just going to do it. There will be scary moments. You may think, oh my gosh, what if this isn't going to work out? Again, that negative voice in your head, but that's because you're overthinking it. Just do it. Just follow through and just do it. Close your eyes and do it. Don't think too much about it and you'll get through it. I promise you. So once you create that discipline of chiseling away, doing things that you don't want to do, whether it's difficult or easy, you will start seeing results. And I think that's where seasoned beauty professionals, business owners kind of get lost in their work. They start doing all these things, they create, they have wonderful accomplishments, but they don't give themselves the moment to say good job to themselves, or they don't give themselves the accolades that they deserve. Sometimes we become so humble or so lost in our work that we kind of forget where we came from. And we have to think about that. We have to remember, like, you know, I really did work hard for this and I do deserve this win in my life. And those small wins that I'm talking about today deserve attention too. And of course, you know, I'm not talking about bragging or letting the world know every little move you make, sharing your business with every single person, not at all. It's an internal thought. It's an internal conversation with yourself where you say, good job. You deserve that win. You worked really hard. And the reason why I believe this is so important is because sometimes we do get lost in a lot of negativity. And I'm going to reference to a book called Positive Psychology. And this book is written by Bridget Grenville Cleave, Positive Psychology. And I just want to read something to you guys about the what they call the positivity ratio. It's negative versus positive. And how we as human beings, we tend to take negativity to heart, right? We can be told 99 positive, beautiful things, but if one person says something negative, we're going to hold on to that thought, right? We kind of replay that in our mind. And that's really not healthy. We need to find a way to release that negative thought and to come back to the positive thought. Negativity can have a very strong energy and it can pull us down, especially if we're hearing negative things repeatedly and we're also repeating these things to ourselves. So it really could pull us down as artists, as entrepreneurs. And I think it's really important that we lift ourselves up and know that you yourself have to do that for yourself internally. So I'm on page 28 and I'm reading the positive ratio. I'm dropping down and the author writes this. Research carried out by Barbara Fredrickson and mathematician Markel, Losada, suggests that there is an optimal balance of positive to negative emotions, which triggers mental flourishing and an upward developmental spiral below which we languish. The positivity ratio, that is, the ratio of positive to negative emotions above which we flourish, is approximately 3 to 1. This means that we need to experience roughly 3 times as much positive emotion as negative emotion in order to flourish. This is not surprising when you consider that positive emotions are more fleeting, whereas negative emotions are more sticky. Positive psychologists have found that it is the frequency of feeling positive emotions that is important to our well-being rather than their intensity. Therefore, we need more of the lighter positive emotions to counterbalance the heavier negative ones. The positivity ratio is also called the Losada line. I guess that's named after the mathematician. So I found that very interesting when I was reading this a while ago, that it's a 3 to 1 ratio. So for every 3 positive thoughts, we have to 1 negative. So we need to hear and repeat things much more often. And that really explains a lot on how negative things really do stick to us. And we need that positive reinforcement constantly to lift ourselves up, to build ourselves up. So this is a real human psychological proven. If you've read the book Positive Psychology, they cite a lot of studies and information that this is true. We tend to dwell on negativity. Unfortunately, that's just the way our brain works. But since we know that, we need to dwell on more positivity. So it's a 3 to 1 ratio. So for every negative thought, you really very quickly have to snap into 3 positive thoughts to counteract that 1 negative. So with that, I think it's very important for us to take moments to reflect on good things in our life, not just our career, but our personal life as well. And I think if we do take time to meditate and pray and have gratitude in our life and think about all the wonderful things we have going on, we can start counteracting all of the negativity in our own heads and negativity that's in our environment as well. It's really important as you are taking all of these little baby steps to be proud of them. And I use those examples of you tried a new product. If you're a makeup artist, hairstylist, skincare professional, and you tried something new, that's great. You know, you're creative, you're thinking out of the box. Maybe you're writing about different things, you're updating your resume, you're making sales calls, you're networking with other people, you're reaching out, you're creating that team, that circle of people that you choose to work with. That is so important to remind yourself of all the positive things. Learning, education is so important in our field, right? You're taking a class, a makeup class, a hair class, skincare. Trade shows are amazing. Any type of group type of event where you're learning from, meeting other like-minded people, it's just so important and positive. These are the positive reminders. These are the things that keep you going, doing what you love. And reflection is so important. It really, truly does create that healthy mindset. I think if we get stuck in our heads and we become so negative, it brings us down. And then before you know it, nobody wants to be around us. So we're not attracting the right people. We're not attracting or manifesting abundance in our life. We're actually pushing things away because of our negativity. So by keeping that positive flow, if you will, in your mind, you'll start to see good things will come to you. And those wins, little big wins, whatever it is, whatever tasks you're doing, they won't feel as challenging or difficult. They'll actually feel a lot easier. You'll be happier. And you'll really look forward to having a wonderful career and business. So important. And I also think that over-celebrating is not good either. You know, constantly pumping yourself up, especially in front of others, you know, bragging, I don't like at all. I think staying humble and true to yourself is really important. It keeps you grounded, and it also keeps you closer to your creator. I think when we're bragging and you know, we're acting as if what we offer is just so much bigger and better than everyone else, it just kind of looks ugly. You know, it's not real. It's to me, it's a sign of insecurity when people behave like that, especially in the beauty industry. We need to support each other and love each other no matter what, because we're all in the same craft. We're all in the same business. And there's enough to go around, that's for sure. There's enough abundance to go around, enough money to go around. So being happy for other people and sending good energy out to others is also a small win. Saying prayer for people, sending love and light to others in our industry and wishing them success is another small win. And those wins are huge. And I totally believe in the law of the universe. What you put out is what you get back. So if you're sending good energy and positivity to others, that will come back to you as well. And that can be very challenging. It can be really hard for people. You know, you don't want to wish other competitors good things. But the truth is, competition brings cash. Competition brings flow to your business. And customers want choices. So by us giving them choices, it just creates more freedom. And that's what's so beautiful. You know, who wants a monopoly? That's not fair. And it's not right. And it doesn't create jobs. And it surely doesn't create happiness for others. So by you wanting all the business, basically what you're saying is you want to be a monopoly. Monopolies don't work. We know that. There's huge business history lessons from monopolies for sure. So by sending good energy out to other people and wishing them the best success is also a great win for you too. It creates that healthy mindset. For sure, because you're not only just happy in your own life, but you exude that and you project that on other people. And people will recognize that and they're going to want to be around you because that's a sign of strength. That's a sign of courage and bravery. When you are a happy, strong person and can be happy for others within your industry, be happy for your competitors, that is phenomenal. And I can honestly say deep in my heart, I am very happy for others. And that's why I do this podcast, so you can learn and be successful as well. And I wish you all the best. And remember, every win is huge, small or large. Well, guys, thank you so much for sharing this little bit of time with me. I hope you've gotten something valuable out of this podcast this week, and I will see you next week for Makeup Classes podcast. Bye, everyone.